About 75 people are in the Cholla High School auditorium hearing about what has led to the Tucson Unified School District's $17 million deficit. John Petticone is TUSD's superintendent. He leads the two-hour-long presentation, saying that between a significant drop in enrollment, millions lost in state funding, and the end of federal stimulus funds, the district finds itself at a turning point.
If we do not do this correctly, if we continue to exacerbate the problems that we've encountered, we will end up into a spiral that will be very, very difficult to come out of. So
he says that's one of the reasons he's holding these town hall meetings, to hear from parents, business leaders, and anyone else in the community that may have ideas on where to cut without jeopardizing academic achievement.
There's obviously a lot of emotion that surrounds this. People recognize that one of the options we've got to look at, and the district has looked at before, is what we do with the number of schools we have.
But for Rosario Gutierrez, a parent of two high school students at TUSD, the idea of school closures is troubling.
My concern is, where are these kids? Where are they going? I mean, our schools are already overpopulated and they're going to be worse.
About 24 people lined up behind the microphone and spoke at the meeting, many of them asking that school closures and reduction to teacher salaries be the last on the list of cuts. I'm Fernanda Echavarri, Arizona Public Media.